something for the weekend. It's Trina Mari here. Now, Jessie Buckley is a Kerry actress, but I suppose she started off as a singer. She appeared on the TV show Any Dream Will Do, where Andrew Lloyd Webber was looking for a musical star. She actually came second on that. That was 10 years ago, and she's since been doing really, really well. She is now playing the lead part in a new movie called Wild Rose. She plays a Scot. You'd never think she was from Kerry based on this movie. And she plays a musician who dreams about being a Nashville star, but she's got two kids, she's a single mom, and really, she's a bit of a mess. I sat down with Jessie Buckley.
Your lordship, Miss Harlan has put her childish ways behind her. Her children are living with her once again.
Do you miss me?
She is a promising young country singer.
I'm trying to get to Nashville.
Well, you better mind your tad doesn't go off when you're going through security.
Hello there, Jessie Buckley. You're very welcome to the show today, and we're thrilled to have you on. And I've been singing Patsy Cline all week. Were you a fan, or is that somebody that you were kind of introduced to because of the film Wild Rose?
Oh, no, not at all. I thought it was a bit hick. But it is completely... I feel like there's a life for myself before country music and there's a life after country music now that it's come into my life, and I just absolutely love it.
Nobody wants to see a convicted criminal up there.
Johnny Cash is a convicted criminal.
So it's hard to believe that you're from Kerry because of this amazing Scottish accent. So how did you manage to pull that one off?
I worked with this amazing woman for about 4 months before I started shooting, and then based myself up in Glasgow kind of a month beforehand and just went around the city going into different shops asking for things in a Glasgow accent and hoping I would get away with it. And I did.
And you did, because I've got a sister-in-law who's from Glasgow and we've been trying to impersonate her for years and it's gone absolutely nowhere. But we did learn, you know, the space ghetto thing? So you say the word space and then you say ghetto in an American accent.
Space ghetto.
And it sounds like Spice Girls.
Oh, yeah. What would the equivalent in a Scottish one be? Ginnett Waldy.
I should have been born in America. I'm an American.
You appeared on a talent show. Kind of the start of your career. How many years ago is that now?
11.
Wow.
I know.
How old were you then?
17.
Wow. I Do Anything and... Graham Norton was the host. Of course, Andrew Lloyd Webber was mentoring you. And in this film, people keep saying to you, why don't you go on a talent show to showcase your talent? Can you tell us a little bit about Wild Rose?
So Wild Rose is a story about a girl who comes out of prison in Glasgow and she's got two young kids. And she lives in Maryhill in Glasgow, but she's got a burning desire to be a country music singer and go to Nashville. So we follow her, I suppose, struggle to want something more for her life and her passion. And it's a story of identity and a story of passion and a kind of story for rebel dreamers, I suppose.
Yeah, she was kind of an irresponsible mother. And it was a very emotional film. I was very teary at times during it, going, what is she doing? Her poor children.
Just thinking about your kids, you cast them off when you get a better offer.
This is me trying to make something of myself, and surely that's a good thing for them.
No letting them down, that would be a good thing for them.
Was that tough to be that person? Or can you understand somebody having such a big dream that they want to follow?
I think it was never tough to be her. I think we can all relate to that struggle, you know, of wanting something for yourself and also the consequence of that for others in your wake when you have responsibilities with other people. And, you know, when you become a mother, your identity belongs to somebody else. And that's can be a hard thing. And it's a complex relationship and also it's a beautiful relationship. But what I loved about her was that, you know, and what Nicole Taylor, who wrote the script, is so brilliant about is she's not afraid to go into the kind of doldrums of those complexities in a person that make people human, you know. And I love, if anything, whenever I get a script, I want to eke out those foibles as much as I can because I think that's what makes people real. And there's too many stories where it's still sheened, you know. I don't want sheened women. I want real women and I want to see real struggle and I want to try and impart something to my sisters and other young women and other young people out there that actually what it is like to be a person. And it's not, sometimes it's hard.
There's so much I can't undo.
I wanted you to take responsibility. But I never meant to take away your hope.
Julie Walters plays her mum as well, and she's incredible in it. I'd say you were absolutely starstruck, were you, being on set with her?
Oh my God, yeah. But she's so down to earth. Like, she's just, there's no ego, and she comes in and she just wants to be really honest and truthful and there with you, and that we're in it together, you know. And when you get to work with somebody like that, it just makes your job a complete and utter joy. And you know, I always have looked up to her as an actress, and I just think the choices that she's made in both her professional life and personal life, you know, and who she is as a person is so inspiring, and it was a real privilege.
It must have been almost the perfect role in that you're getting to do acting, which you love, you're getting to sing, which obviously you can sing, you know, it was the ideal project to get involved.
Oh yeah, I mean, I'm screwed for the rest of my life. Like, I mean, there's no I'm never going to get another job ever again, really. Like, thanks, Nicole.
Yeah. It was funny, actually, the fact in the film that you were doing the cleaning job. It makes me very nervous, because I always say I'd love to have a cleaner, but I'm kind of thinking, are they going to be reaching through the presses, jumping on the beds? That's exactly what you do in this film.
Shh.
I won't tell anybody. By the way, has anyone told you you're a Sarah Cox absolute lookalike?
No.
You're the image of her in this film.
Oh.
Denise Van Aken, by the way, final question. It wasn't too kind to you when you were on I Do Anything. Will you be inviting her to this? I think she said you were
Jesus,
so...
I can't even remember what happened yesterday. Never mind bloody 11 years ago, so go away with that.
She said you were so unfeminine.
What? Well, I don't know what to say to that. That was 11 years ago.
Yeah, so. Listen, we'll send her a poster for the film. Lovely to meet you, and best of luck in the future.
Thanks very much.
When you put your mind to something, you can do anything.
There is Jessie Buckley, star of the brand new movie Wild Rose. She is from Kerry, and she's going to be a big, big star. This is Something for the Weekend. It's Classic Hits.